Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg, and I'm so excited to introduce you to our KYW News Radio Game Changers in Black History Month for this year, 2020. And this episode is all about Jacqueline Means. The 17-year-old founded the Wilmington Urban STEM Initiative at just 12 years old. Now, she's made national headlines because she is changing the game by bringing science to girls in underserved communities. Take a listen to my interview with her, and to read the stories of all of our Game Changers honorees, log on to kywnewsradio.com/gamechangers.
So Jacqueline, congratulations, you're a game changer.
Thank you so much.
So I've read about you, well, our whole, you know, crew of folks who choose Game Changers mm-hmm. read about you, and they were just so surprised at how much you've done, because you're only 17.
Yes.
Yeah, and you were a senior in high school.
Yeah, at the Delaware Military Academy.
Wonderful. So first of all, let's back up. We understand you started the Wilmington Urban STEM Initiative. What is that?
So WUSI, for short, is an initiative I started over 4 years ago. And kind of the reason behind why I started it was I live in a pretty bad part of Wilmington, Delaware, called Southbridge. That's been nicknamed Murdertown, USA. And living there, I've lived there all my life. And I remember my mom didn't let my brother and I play outside. And she always said it was because she didn't want us to be a victim of violence, because we were in the wrong place at the wrong time. And I remember just having to find ways to entertain myself inside. And I got pretty tired of TV and books and stuff really quickly. And I remember one day my brother, he's about 3 years older than me, so he was in middle school. He had a science fair, and he had to make like a volcano out of paper mache and then pour in baking soda and it would blow up. And I just remember watching that reaction, and it was so amazing. It was popping and bubbling and fizzing. And I said, "Mommy, whatever that is, I want to do more of that." And that's kind of the reason behind why I started it. I have this passion and this love for science since I was like 7 years old, and I would go to school and I tell my friends, "Oh, I made this volcano, I made slime at home," and they just were not as excited about it as me. And I literally didn't get it because I just loved it so much. And I said, "Mommy, I'm going to do everything I can to get other girls involved with science and tell them how amazing it is." And that was kind of my reasoning behind it, just to get other girls involved with it, because I wanted to see girls get as excited about STEM as I was.
Yeah. And so how old were you when you started this?
I was 12 years old, yeah. And my the funny thing behind it is my idea to my mom was, "Oh, Mommy, I want to have a party with the girls in the neighborhood, and we're going to make slime and blow stuff up." And she said, "Well, that's really not much of an idea." And she said, "Well, let's formulate something." And that kind of formed into the Wilmington Urban STEM Initiative and hosting my Girls Empowerment STEM events, where I invite about 100 girls from the city to come do to a full day of just fun STEM exposure. But yeah, that's really my motivation behind it, just to encourage girls to see that STEM is fun through hands-on experiences.
Yeah. So did you just see that there weren't a lot of girls doing what you wanted to do?
I saw that there was a lack of interest, and that was what really kind of worried me. I said, "Why don't they see just how fun this is, just how exciting this is?" And I personally thought it was because they hadn't had a positive experience with it. Because I'm a senior in high school, and there still aren't really courses and classes that show just how exciting STEM can be. It's really just reading from the textbook and taking quizzes and tests. There isn't hands-on exposure. And I think that hands-on experience is what lots of these young girls were missing, just to see and feel it with their own hands and see it with their own two eyes that this is cool.
Yeah. And so tell me how it's grown, because you were 12 when it started.
Yeah.
And now you're 17. Tell me how it has grown over the years.
Well, the amount of girls I've impacted has grown exponentially. I remember the first event I had 4 years ago was maybe 50 girls, probably less, but I was just beyond excited that more than two had shown up. The day went fabulous. We had empowering female speakers like Congresswoman Lisa Blunt Rochester. Each girl did her own individual science experiments, from making dry ice cream to elephant toothpaste to slime. It was just a really great day, and that was a huge success for me, having those 50 girls. Fast forward to my most recent event, I had over 100 girls in attendance. I was able to give away laptops, I gave away books, I gave away chemistry kits. It was just, to see the number of girls I've been able to impact has been amazing, and the fact that if one of those girls can see, oh, you know, this is neat, I want to be a scientist, I want to be a technologist, or anything in the STEM field, I think that's amazing. But just the support I've received from community members and the spreading of has been spreading of what I've been doing, and more girls after every event are saying, oh, when's the next one? So just to see the level of interest peak in my community.
Yeah. Were you surprised that so many girls had like flocked to this?
I wasn't really. I just, in my heart of hearts, I just knew that if I could just show them and let them feel with their own two hands that this is fun, this is cool, this mm-hmm. is really awesome stuff, that more girls would be attracted to it. They just feel like they can't do STEM or they can't be involved in STEM because it's such a male-dominated field. And I always say you can't, mm-hmm. you cannot be what you cannot see. So when they look up on the internet, oh, male scientist, male engineer, engineer and scientist, all they see are men in those fields, and they need to see more women in those fields, women who look like them, women who come from the same communities as them, so they can feel like, oh, if she can do it, I can do it too. And I think there's a lack of just representation in the STEM field, and I think that's part of the reason why girls tend to shy away from it.
Yeah, and so you've been featured in a lot of places. Why do you think so many like adults have sort of like flocked to you as all the girls flock to you? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. What do you think? And you've gotten support where people mm-hmm. clearly are giving you money and items to give away.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think part of the reason is because for the past 3.5 years, I've been supporting this with just myself and my mom. I did bake sales at my school, Delaware Military Academy. My mom even had to forego her car payment a couple of times because people had promised to, oh, we'll pay for the food, oh, we'll pay for the aprons, and at the last minute they back out and my mom has to come out of her pockets to pay for it. So it's been a true blessing in these past 6 months or so to get some money and some donations from bigger companies, but it really has been just my mom and I these past 3.5 years. And I think that's what's so what people find impressive, that I've kind of stuck with it, because even in times when it's been really rough to get support to start paying for these things and all the events I want to make happen, we just kind of tough it out and say, this is for the good of the girls in the community, and this is for the young girls who come after them who are going to have these powerful female role models in the STEM field. And I think that's why adults tend to flock to it. It's something rare that they don't see all the time. And the fact that I'm not only a young woman, but a young woman of color, just encouraging other young girls to get involved in this male-dominated field, I really do think that's why.
Yeah, and I think about, you know, so you guys for most of the time had been footing the bill for everything.
Yes, yeah, and it definitely came out to a lot more than we thought, because we would try to get people to RSVP, but of course we could get 50 RSVPs and then 20 more people would just show up the day of. So we would have to go out and buy stuff that the day of, the morning of, and that kind of put a little dent in our finances because we had budgeted for 50 girls and then 70 come out.
But you didn't want to turn girls away.
Never. We never wanted to turn girls away, because if I say to them, oh, like, I'm sorry you can't come in here, that gives them a bad experience with the STEM, you know, and they think of STEM, they think, oh, I had that bad experience, I don't want to do this anymore. So I always would try to just be a yes man to those people, just say, oh, you're welcome, come in. And that kind of really made our finances really hefty. But it's been a real blessing these past 6 months to get financing.
Yeah, it seems like your mom. Shout out to your mom.
Yes, absolutely. She's
shout out to Jacqueline's amazing. Mom over here. Like, that's a selfless woman. She just yeah. wanted to support you.
My mom is the most selfless, kind person I know, the most supportive person I know. 4 years ago, I had a crazy idea to have a party at my house and have girls create science experiments with me. And fast forward, it's become this huge thing, and I've impacted over 1,500 young girls. And that's all because my mom was there to support me every step of the way. Even when I said, Mommy, it's too much planning, I don't want to do this anymore, she said, Jacqueline, you made a promise to those girls. You made a promise to your community, and you need to fulfill it. So just my mom's been kind of the real backbone behind the whole Wilmington Urban STEM Initiative.
Yeah. And so you're at Delaware, which you have the Military Academy.
Yes.
So how are you doing in school? It seems like a lot.
Yes. I'm actually just as involved as I am in my community. I try to be just as involved in school. I'm Bravo Battalion Commanding Officer, which means I command over half of the cadets at my school. So it's about 365 cadets. And then I'm captain of the track team, president of the Business Professionals of America, captain of chess club, student government treasurer. There's a couple other things I think I'm missing, but that's like the main thing of it. And people are always like, why are you so involved? Like, why don't you just kind of do one thing and kind of keep it at that? And I always say, because there are all these opportunities that are being just put right in front of me, and I want to take advantage of every single one of them, because there's other kids who don't get those same opportunities, who don't have the opportunity to use all the resources and all the people that have been put in front of them. So I just try to be a sponge and soak up as much knowledge, experience, and just living experience that I can.
Yeah. Isn't it so? It always is amazing to me how God can use like a circumstance like your neighborhood, right? You know, dealing with violence and the fact that you had to stay inside, and uses that to be the reason why you do all the things you're putting
into.
There's
a reason behind everything. Yeah, totally.
That's amazing. And so, what is your vision for yourself? Because, of course, I'm pretty sure you're going to college somewhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My plan is to go to my dream school, Johns Hopkins University, and then from there, major in neuroscience and undergrad, and hopefully go to their med school, one of the most prestigious in the country, fantastic learning environment, and major in neurosurgery. I want to be a neurosurgeon, so just setting myself up on the right path right from when I graduate from high school.
Wow. So that's a long journey.
Yes, it's over 12 years, but definitely worth it. I've always been fascinated by the brain. I think it's so cool that we've been studying it for so many years, and yet we know so little about it. And I think I'd never be bored in my job, because there's always something new to learn. And I would get to help people, which is something I've loved to do since I was 12 years old.
Yeah, and I think about Alzheimer's and all the neurological conditions.
Absolutely.
Like Parkinson's and like so many different things that people have no idea what it does. And even like some of the dementia caused by type 2 diabetes that impacts people of color disproportionately. And we don't know. We don't know. So so a lot ahead of you. What is the future of your STEM initiative? Like, how are you going to be able to keep this going?
I, in the next 4 years, I'm kind of planning my life out by like how long I'm in school. For the next 4 years when I'm an undergrad, I definitely plan to continue to grow my initiative. I think the work I'm doing is important and needed, especially for those young girls, not just in Wilmington, but all over, who don't have that advocate for them saying, you can do it, I'm in your corner fighting for you to succeed, fighting for you to achieve your full potential and ignore all the odds that have been stacked against you and succeed nonetheless. I'm that person for them, or I try to be that person for them. So definitely continuing with my STEM initiative. I think this is just the beginning.
Yeah. And so how does it make you feel when you see a young girl's, the light goes on, you know, the little light bulb, say, when she sees something blow up, just like you did when you were a kid, and things click?
My heart just feels so warm and fuzzy. I get so happy at it. I go to bed that night and I can't stop smiling. Got this huge smile from ear to ear just plastered on my face, because I know I'm having a true impact. I could spout numbers all day about how only 29% of the STEM workforce is female and I've impacted blah, blah, blah girls. But the true impact is when I can see it on a girl's face, from when she comes in saying, oh, I don't like science, it's so boring, to when she's about to leave running up to me saying, Miss Jackie, when's the next one? I want to do more experiments. I want to read about more of these chemicals and all that. That's the real difference. And I love that I can see it in the girls. Being able to see them change,
And I think about all the you know, we see so many black women getting breast cancer and stuff from wearing, from hair care products.
Yeah.
Like, we could use black women
in science
and chemistry, like creating products that we can use that won't give us cancer, for goodness sake. So you could definitely be stimulating the mind of someone who makes that change, as much money as we spend on all these products.
Yeah.
And so I want you to complete this sentence. I believe I'm changing the game by.
by encouraging the next generation of young girls to be leaders in STEM.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I just want to touch base because you've been on all these shows, Access Hollywood, the Steve Harvey Show, the Today Show,
The
Q, you've done a TED Talk. I mean, how does it feel to be like, I mean, basically like low-key famous?
Of course it feels nice. Getting awards feels nice and shout-outs feels great and all. But like I said earlier, the true just benefit and the reason behind why I do all of this is for the girls in my community, and not just in Wilmington, but all over, who need someone to show them just how awesome STEM is, and that saying to them, you can do it too. It's not just the boys. You can dominate in this field where we remain underrepresented.
Yeah. And as we wrap this up, we won't see you on February 27th because you'll be doing what?
I'll be doing a STEM presentation that very night.
That's awesome. So we could not. We were like, look, this is what she's being awarded for. So we kind of like, we cannot rain on that parade. This is what you're here for. This is what your passion is.
Yes, truly.
And so congratulations to you. How does it feel to be a game changer?
Feels incredible. I can't wait to just go tell the girls that they've been a part of this fantastic thing and helping just bring more awareness to it. Yeah.
That's awesome. So we will miss you at the Met, you know, in Philadelphia on February 27th. But congratulations to you. And I personally wish you all the luck in your journey to becoming a neurosurgeon.
Yeah.
That's like a brain surgeon, y'all.
Yes.
Okay, if y'all didn't know, that's a brain surgeon. So congratulations and good luck with your journey.
Thank you so much.
To hear the stories of all of the KYW News Radio Game Changers and Black History Month honorees, log on to kywnewsradio.com/gamechangers and check them out. And be sure to come celebrate with us on February 27th at the Met Philly. You can go to the website and sign up to get admission. Thanks for listening.